The big issue on Sokola Duma Radio.
Yeah, it's a big issue, everyone. Hello and welcome to it. Well, no issue is bigger than the issue of crowds deserting South African football stadiums. We all claim to be a football-loving nation. At the best of times, we don't appear to be, because for the most part, in more than 70% of the PSL games or the ABSA Premiership games, there are not a lot of fans to talk about. The Soweto Derby, yes, Mamelodi Sundowns versus Chiefs and Pirates, sometimes. Bloemfontein Celtic, sometimes. And some of the smaller venues sometimes are filled up. For the most part, though, a lot of fans are not at the stadiums. Why? Why is that the case? Is it because they are able to access the matches on TV? Is that the reason why? Or is it because they get negative experiences at stadiums and as a result, they decide never to go to the stadiums again? Or is there another reason that we are yet to explore that we don't know about? Well, that's the reason why we have the topic. In today's episode, we'll speak to a player, we'll speak to a former player, we'll speak to a fan as well, just to get the perspective of how the players are negatively affected by matches that don't have supporters versus at times when they play in matches where there's 80% filled to capacity stadiums. We'll speak to former players as well, how they perceive the current football and why is it that back then in the 90s and the 80s there were filled stadiums and now that is no longer the case. We'll also speak to a super fan who explains to us as to how he's able to get from Gauteng to the Eastern Cape to KwaZulu-Natal all in a 24-hour span in the name and the love for the game that we call football. Alright, so we'll speak to Dumisa Ngobe, former Orlando Pirates midfielder, to talk about that. We'll also speak to a Telkom knockout winning captain in Duduzi Danzane, as he will talk about the impact of performing at empty stadiums and versus the impact of performing at filled to capacity stadium. Botham Sila will be the first up, though. He will talk about how he gets to different stadiums and what he thinks about the current state of South African football attendance.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Every week, you can always get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper for only R3.90. In this week's edition of the Sokola Duma newspaper, there's a lot of things covered, a lot of beautiful interviews, fascinating interviews, and the editor's column as well. However, in the Sia special, on the Sia Kobodo special, we have a feature on David Tidiela, his punishment for lashing out at referee Victor Hlungwane during a game at the Thohoyandou Stadium. Is the PSL sending a clear message on discrimination? Oh well, we'll check the facts. We'll look at the fact that Tidiela apologized for that and so much more. So get yourself a copy of the Sokola Duma newspaper to get more. Well, if you look at any PSL game, chances are that you will see the man that I'm about to speak to at some point in that game. If you don't see him, you will see him in the next game, guaranteed. That's how prominently featured he is in South African football. He gets from one stadium to another hiking. That is Botham Sila. He's known as a Bloemfontein Celtic fan. However, he attends all the games and he will explain why in a moment or so. So we spoke to him to catch up and find out how he feels about the state of football and the fact that people are no longer attending games.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Thank you very much, Porter, for speaking to us on Sokola Duma Radio. I mean, you are one of the most identifiable faces of South African football, and you attend more than three games per weekend. Just tell us a little bit about how are you able to go from one game to another in different provinces?
It's a very, thanks for Sokola Duma Radio for giving me a chance to express myself and to make people of South Africa aware about all my travels. It's very hectic and it's so tight and it takes you out of your budget because number one, I'm doing all these things out of my pocket. I don't have any sponsor from any company. And two, I'm doing these things because of the passion. What drives me all around the country is the passion. As a fan of South Africa, it makes me sad when I see empty stadiums. Based to me as a voter, why can't you go all over the different provinces and check what are the problems that make people not go to the stadium?
Mm.
For Botha to go all over the provinces, Botha normally goes to Pretoria, he hikes, goes to Devon, he hikes to PE. He's doing hiking sport all the time. I do my traveling still hiking sport. Why hiking sport? Because hiking sport, it minimizes my cost. I can hike from here, from Bloemfontein to Joburg. I'll pay 100 rand. If I get a good guy, will ask me 50 rand. If I get somebody else, will say, I know you from the stadium, my friend, and I heard that you hike all the time. I'm going to give you a lift for free. So normally when I go to hike, it minimizes my cost.
Now, when you get to the stadiums, sometimes you play Free State Stars at Gobel Park, as Bloemfontein Celtic, and there are fans at times at Gobel Park or at the Kings Olitini Stadium or any other stadium, for example, you find that there are only few thousands of fans, maybe 1,000, maybe 500 fans. What do you make of stadiums that are empty, and why do you think that stadiums are empty?
Number one, I think the marketing system is very poor. Why I'm saying that? One, when I get to Devon most of the time, or all the different provinces, when a fan recognizes me, he will ask, is Bloem Celtic playing AmaZulu today? And I'll have to respond, no. There's no Bloem Celtic today. I'm here to watch AmaZulu playing Bulawayo City. And someone from Devon will be surprised. Serious with the match in Kings Eritrean. Yes. And let me tell you, Kings Eritrean from Konyandu, it's a mall. It's only 2 minutes walk. Someone would ask me that question when he saw me in the mall trying to buy food for myself. And he would ask, is Celtic playing AmaZulu today? And I have to respond. I think the marketing system is very poor. Why I'm saying that? When Chiefs is coming to play in Kings Eritrean Stadium, or Orlando Pirates. The media, everybody will make a noise for the past 3 days. So it makes accessible to anyone to know that the match in Kings Olitini Stadium. But when Bulawayo is playing AmaZulu in Kings Olitini Stadium, you don't hear people making noise, shouting about the game. And the other thing is, supporters, I think they are no longer interested in football. It's a fact. We need to tackle that issue in that way, that we need to go back and make sure that we bring back supporters to the stadium. They are no longer interested. Someone will say, it's fine, I'll watch this match at my comfort zone, my coach. Why? Because he knows that on Wednesday, Chiefs is coming. Because already the game of Paris, it's been marketed. There's a game on Sunday. AmaZulu is playing on Sunday. It's playing Maritzburg. It's a derby. But people will start to talk about a game on Wednesday. Now, a supporter will say, let me try to minimize my cost by doing what? Let me at least watch this one on TV, and I'll attend the Kaiser Chiefs match on Wednesday. That is the problem. Now, we need to make sure that we bring back excitement to the stadium. Make sure that supporters, they are well informed about different things in our different communities. Same thing, you go to Polokwane, you go to watch Polokwane City playing Vietnam City. The same supporter in Polokwane will ask the same question. It's Celtic playing. No, it's not playing. What is playing in Polokwane? It's Polokwane and Vietnam. I never know about that game. I'll wait for Paris next week. It's a challenge. And number two, people are complaining about the transport. You know why I'm saying that? The game on Wednesday, and then the game finish at 9 o'clock. There are no taxis back to your location, and it's dangerous sometimes where you stay. So people are saying it's better for me not to attend Wednesday games and wait for the weekend game, because it starts at 3 o'clock and it's finished at 5 o'clock. There are taxis back to my location. It's a challenge. Now, how do we make these things accessible to the supporters? That's where I'm urging all the supporters to have the different branches, where the branch will take a taxi to go to the match, and then you join that branch. It's a challenge. We must go back to a drawing board and make sure that we make football exciting. People must understand that football is our sport.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the other one that you mentioned was the fact that it's now accessible. You say people are no longer interested in football. Sometimes I do hold that view myself as well, though it's a very, very difficult view because you can never really prove that people are not interested other than the fact that you say they are not there at the stadium. The other aspect of this is the fact that the matches are available on highlights. The matches are available live. How much of the fans being able to watch the games live on TV, how does that affect them wanting to go to the stadium?
For instance, there's a match at 3:30 and there's a match at 6:00 and a match at 3:15. You sit at home, you can have access to all these three matches. When you meet these other fans in your corners, or in a taxi, or in a train, or in a bus, a friend who sits at home will tell you about all the three different matches.
Mm.
But you who went to a match at 8:15, you didn't see a match at 3:30. You didn't see a match at 6:00. So someone will say, it's better for me to sit at home and watch all the different matches and make myself more knowledgeable in South African football by sitting at home. Because if you say, I don't pay anything sitting at home, it doesn't cost me anything. It doesn't cost me my safety. It doesn't cost me money. Let me sit at home and watch it. That's why I'm saying the coverage of different games, that's what sometimes makes our supporters not interested to go to the stadium. Some will say, my reason why I'm not going to a stadium is because some supporters at the stadium, they are not behaving. I went to the stadium with my family. Someone was smoking. I asked him, nice, please, my friend, stop smoking because of my kids. Then the guy told me, hey, don't tell me stories. I've paid my money to come to the stadium. So someone will say, I choose to sit at home with my family and watch it on TV. So it's a challenge. Someone goes to the stadium and says, I bought a food for 60 rand. Me and my family, we agree. There are so many problems that need to be tackled in a professional way, in a proper way, so that both people are staying at the stadium and the supporters, at the end of the day, they are happy. And both the media and the supporters, they are happy. So we are urging, I think in UK, if I'm not mistaken, you correct me if I'm wrong, there are some times where you find that there's a game that is played maybe in England, and people around that destination, they are not getting coverage. Why can't we at least adopt that style, maybe, to help, so that people can go in numbers and maybe watch the game live.
Yeah, I mean, you are correct. You are correct that there are times when the people within the area, people who can watch the game at the stadium, the match would be delayed for them. They would only see it 2-3 hours later. Is that perhaps, as we close the conversation, is that perhaps the best way forward? Is that something that you would like to see in the PSL? Show the matches after they've played, or just play them as highlights on Monday highlight shows?
You know what I'm thinking? I think it's high time now. My Sokala Duma, we need to have you must correct me. Sokala Duma, we must have our own people. They take in group for them. And then in Sika Sisa Dukasha Stadium in Standard, where we sit down, we go around. People who are staying around the stadium, then we ask them questions. Why are you not going to the stadium? You just walk to the stadium. You don't need the case. Why are you not going to the stadium? Then we get the reason why people are not going to the stadium. Then after that, we bring back those issues back to Sokala Duma. Sokala Duma take this issue to PSL and SAFA. I think it's high time now. We must wake up and smell the coffee. There's no time left for us, because if you can see, all the sponsors are running to cricket and rugby. Why? Because they're also supporting. Now, the problem is what? Soccer, we must wake up. Soccer Laduma, I know they are very, very active in terms of dealing with the supporters. We need to do something properly. Like I said, go into different provinces and ask people, what is the reason? If you check in Bloemfontein, the runtime will remain at stadium. It only needs 10,000 people. How many people are living in that area? More than 1.5 million. You mean Bloemfontein, we can't get at least 6,000? No. We must go back to the drawing board, sit down and check What can we do to bring back supporters to this area? Same thing to Sister Tukachi. Ugandan is the biggest township in East London. They can't even get Sister Tukachi, they can't even get 10,000. But when Jim is coming there, full house. When Fanon is going there, full house. That's why I'm saying we need to go to the drawing board and sit down and address these issues in a proper way. But I'm urging all the supporters to know that when we go in numbers to the stadium, we are helping our different clubs. We are helping PSL. We are helping SAFA. Because the sponsors, they will come in numbers to support us. The sponsors will come in numbers to support PSL. That's where now football will grow and the players will get salary, better salary.
Yeah, Mr. Msila, thank you very much for speaking to us. As usual, as always, you always avail yourself, and I really appreciate you speaking to us again.
Thanks a lot, my brother. I will always avail myself when Sokola Duma is asking me anything. Sokola Duma is my property. It's my family.
Well, there you are then. A lot of things that he's is picking up on and is mentioning as one of the reasons. However, one point that he mentions here that I'm inclined, and I've heard these internal moments and internal conversations, I'm inclined to believe him or agree with him. At the very least, the suggestion that our people don't love football as much as they say they do. There are stadium factors, of course. I've had beer thrown at me at a stadium, but that never stopped me from going. I can see how it can stop someone else from going. However, if you are a hardcore football loving supporter, it should take more than that for you to decide not to go to the stadium.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Hi guys, issue of not going to stadium is a lot of factors affecting this issue. Issue of expensive food, also pegging the car guard need a lot of money, so everything is expensive. I think if they can just manage their issue of pricing at the stadium, we'll go as a family. Just imagine a cold drink of 20 rand a cup. If you are a family of four, 80 rand for cups, which is going to be too much. I think they must just really look at the issue of security and food pricing is too much. Thank you very much. Lekau Masalesa from Cosmos City, Johannesburg.
Hello. Broadcasting of the game, really, it play a vital role to the supporters and fans. People no longer going to stadium because of TV, broadcasting games. But for me, I'm not on TV a lot. I like to travel to stadium. The problem that I have at this moment is that my favorite team, which is Kaizer Chiefs, is playing away a lot. You know, sometimes going to Durban, Pietermaritzburg, Bloemfontein, you know. It's really a huge task to me to travel long distance. So if they play around FMB, I'm always there. No, I'm always there supporting the team. But if I was earning a lot of money, I would travel a lot, follow my team wherever it goes. Thanks. Denimore, Murulian Solo Sport, Northwest.
Moving right along then, a Telkom knockout winning captain in Mduduzi Mtanzane. They won the Telkom knockout against the Orlando Pirates. That is Baroka captain Mduduzi Mtanzane. How does he feel when he has to perform in front of an empty stadium? Does it affect his performance? Well, let's hear from the man himself.
Sokola Duma Radio.
Ngale ngathi bendlala I Telkom knockout final nishayi Orlando Pirates lapho. It was an insane atmosphere. There were a lot of people there. You could see that the Baroka players, the Orlando Pirates players, were inspired by the fact that there are people there. What difference does it make when people are there and watching you at the stadium?
Well, in the support of the day, it feels good. You feel motivated. You can see that there's a lot of people. You can't get surprised. It's good. It's great. You get motivated. And when they're not there, just you can't really focus that much because you don't get that motivation. So when supporters are there, everything is just okay. It's been good.
So you say that there's a huge difference between playing with supporters and playing without supporters, with only a few of them.
Well, not that much, but just a little. There is that difference. You can feel the vibe. You can feel the content of the game. You know, when the supporters are there and when they're not there. But most importantly, it's how you play. That matters. How you give your work. How you conduct yourself and the results. I think that's the most important thing.
All right. And then besikhuluma nabalandeli, some of them mention ukuthi the reason why they don't go to the stadium is because they have options at the same time that someone is going to the stadium, umuntu angahlala endlini abone ama matches awu 3 or 4 at the same time. Do you think that TV has a negative impact on people not going to the stadium?
Well, it's what they decide, and there's a chance that they do what they look comfortable. So maybe they want to see other games, and at the same time they want to see us. But we just want to support it. We would love them if they come to the stadium and not just play. Because when they're there, we feel so feel motivated. So I think they decide to watch the game. Because they want to see other games as well, so I think it's their choice. So, yeah, I can't really say much about it.
There also is the accusation that the PSL football that is dished out is boring sometimes. Do you enjoy watching PSL matches? Do you, when Baroka are not playing and you're at home, do you prefer watching PSL games? Is it? Do you find it boring?
No. I just find it interesting. You know, the player, you learn each and every game. I watch each and every game when I get a chance. I sit at home, I watch. I learn from other players. Only fish I'm in my position, I just go into how they train. In a way, I need to improve for my next game. So it's interesting. I always watch my game, and even other guys at the team, we always watch game. And then we talk among ourselves what we need to improve, what we need to do. You know, so watching people, other teams playing, it's very important for each and every player. Not just about me, but each and every individual, the player, each and every footballer.
All right. And then lastly, of course, the most important thing now as we try to find solutions is, what else do you think that the PSL need to do? What else should clubs do to attract people at the stadium? Music, maybe music concerts to attract them, or maybe more entertainment. What have you thought, or when you've spoken to the guys about it, or what are your thoughts about that? What should the PSL do or clubs do to get more people at the stadium?
I think for the space, so for the fact how you play is what is interest. So how you apply yourself in the field of play, and people wanna see you, wanna enjoy themselves, you know. And so for the PSL, obviously they wanna music, they wanna enjoy themselves, you know. And I think that's what needs to be done. Just give more people what they want, listen to what they want, play music, play good football. They want to see good football. They want to see results. They want to feel safety when they're in the stadium. So I think that's important.
All right, Mdu, thank you very much for speaking to us on Sokala Duma, and good luck in the relegation battle. Hopefully you will be able to get out of it.
Sokala Duma Radio. Hi, I'm Kumali from Hanspai. I don't think the broadcast on TV has any change to the attendance of the fans to the stadium. It's been there, it's been happening, but still the fans were going to the stadium. I think it's all about the performance of the teams and the players, you know. To me, it seems like they're not dedicated as we used to watch, you know, very good players from the PSL, you name them, you know. But the football of today, it has totally changed, and it has, to me, no passion, no leaders. I mean, it's completely a different football.
Good afternoon, guys. You're speaking to Masabisa Nyembezi from King Williamstown, Eastern Cape. I think one of the reasons that we as fans do not attend matches, or there are fewer fans who are attending matches, it could be the fact that, for instance, the Kaizer Chiefs bosses aren't taking fans seriously. They aren't taking our Christ seriously, when we want change in the field of play, when we want certain players in the field of play, they don't take those cries seriously. So it's better for us to just watch it on TV, or even less, we even sometimes don't even watch matches no more, especially Kaizer Chiefs matches.
For me, the reason why we don't go to the stadiums, because of our team performing poor. And if you can look at the money that we use to buy tickets, expensive. Why don't they decrease maybe by 20 rand? For national team, Bafana Bafana, I think the reason why we don't go and watch Bafana Bafana, because of their management, including Benin Jordan. Why they don't allow us to go and watch Bafana Bafana free? Because I think it's our country. This is unfair. Why are we paying 40 rands for tickets? If you can look at other countries, Zimbabwe, Congo, Kenya, they go to watch their countries freely. They don't have to buy tickets.
Dumisa Ngobe, one of the enigmas of the late 90s, playing for Orlando Pirates and Bafana Bafana, central midfielder. Well, he's seen a few EPSA Premiership games over the past few years. He's long hung up his boots, and we want to hear his perspective. What is the reason why the matches that he played in the 90s had players, had supporters, and why is it that they are no longer there in this day and age? There are a litany of reasons why. Let's hear some of his suggestions and reasons.
You know, I'll be honest with you. You know, that team, I won't specify which team, you understand? But what I would say was, I think the major problem, teams are not marketing their teams very well. And the type of play, the team that they're playing, it doesn't attract or doesn't suit the spectators. Maybe that is where also we find this kind of problem that we see empty stadiums, because of the kind of football that we are playing now. You know, we're no longer playing entertaining football and producing a lot of goals, and there's no more flair in our game. It's the way my personal view, not somebody else, my personal view. I think it's what we're lacking at now. Our game is, it doesn't have a flair anymore.
Yeah. I mean, there are moments where over a period of a season, you would find excellent games where you think perhaps this would have been better, a better game even if there were people attending this match. For example, SuperSport United played against Golden Arrows. It ended up as 3-2. It was a thriller up to the end. You know, and you wondered that, you know, people would have enjoyed this, but they don't have the opportunity to enjoy it because they no longer bother to go, you know. So is it not a one-sided view to say that the games are not entertaining?
You know, honestly, it's all about getting the results now. Our football is all, the coaches is all about getting results. But how do you get that result? You know, if the end of the day, you're not attracting the supporters to come into the game. So I mean, if you remember, Golden Arrows, it used to pull crowds when they play in Durban, because that time when Cabo Zondo was coaching the team, it was clear that the team was playing. So why now? What is it that has changed? You know, I think people, they need to do the introspection for their teams and look within, man. Where did we go wrong? And there's no teams in our era, there was no crowd of, or they were not having supporters in their stadium. The culture has changed in terms of how our football has been displayed.
Yeah, you raise an important point that in your generation, and I certainly grew up consuming your football, you specifically and the rest of your peers at the time in the 90s and the early 2000s. But what was completely different in your generation was that if I did not go to the stadium growing up in Cape Town, if I didn't go to Newland Stadium or Athlone Stadium, then I would not see you on TV, because there would only be one or two matches broadcast live. Do you think that people being able to access matches on TV all the time, almost all the games, it has that negative impact as well?
You know, watching a game on a TV is not the same as you going into the stand, because the vibe is too different, where you understand. So people will prefer to go to the stadium more because of the vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But now the vibe is no longer there, you know. You don't see all those things, Tamaya, Shibobo, anymore. If you find a player makes a Shibobo, the coach will stood up and shout the player. Also the culture that they're displaying in terms of training, they want to get the ball as much as quick as they can into the opponent's half. You know, we don't see all this kind of... it's only now, you know, Pirates is trying to play entertainment football, you know, playing those 10 pass touches before they get into opponent's half. If they find that opponent's half is closed, the ball is going back, starting the start afresh.
Mm.
This is the kind of football that we want to see, you know. We don't need to force things to happen, but things must happen itself.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, we spoke to a lot of fans on social media, Sokala Duma, and we also have some voice notes on the show. A lot has come out about the stadium experience, people going to stadiums. One guy mentioned on Facebook that when he went to the King Zwelithini Stadium to watch AmaZulu and Stellenbosch in the Nedbank Cup, for example, the last time he went there, his car was burgled. His car was ransacked and his windows were shattered, you know, and other people complain about people smoking weed at the stadium. What has been your personal experience after your playing days at stadiums? Do you always feel happy when you go there? Do you get people spilling beers on you and stuff like that?
You know, first, let me talk about the exercise of outside the stadium in terms of security, you know. Yes, our fellow brothers now in terms of security. People, I'll be honest with you, teams, if they is their home games, they're no longer bringing professional security into the stadiums. I'll be honest with you. People, they just grab people, they grab these Nyaupe boys in the street, give them beeps, come in be marshals, and, you know, at the same time, those boys, They are what you call it. They are affected by the Nyaupe. You take them to come and watch, to be secure security the cars in a parking yard. End of the day, those kids will be looking inside the cars. What is it that is happening in cars? Well, listen, the people that are responsible for security, they are not bringing a professional security. That is another problem that we are having.
And what about your personal experiences when you go to the stadium? How have you felt in recent times over the past 10 years? How have you felt when you get to the stadium? Does it make you feel like you don't want to go back there again?
You know what? Unfortunately, the only stadium that if I'll attend a game, it will be F&B. Because F&B, I know the security there. Some people that are cars. They are professional securities. They are not grabbing those young boys from the street. We understand. And it's going to be difficult also, what you call it, a thief to take out the car from F&B to get out of the stadium. Because first place, it's difficult to get inside into the stadium with the car.
Mm.
So it won't be easy, somebody if he steals the car, to get out from the stadium. If people, they can emphasize of professional security. Well, this thing was raised some time ago in one of the games, Sunday games, that they are bringing people who doesn't have a knowledge of security. People, when the game is finished, they're also taking their peeps out. They say, no, our job is finished also.
Mm.
But in our area, security you and sit into your car and drive out while the security are still there in the stadium. But now these things are not happening anymore. So end of the day, you'll blame people that they are not attending games, but we are not also assisting our supporters.
All right, yeah. I mean, that's one of the many things that came out when we spoke to fans as well, that there is a lot of security concerns that make people not go to stadiums. Otherwise, we wanted to hear from a legend, a former player, and we really thank you very much for giving us a little bit of your time.
Okay, no problem.
Sokala Duma Radio.
No, I think us as South Africans are so obsessed with European football to an extent that we tend to think that we don't see a need to embrace and appreciate the beautiful game in our country due to the fact that we think that our football is inferior. Because we cannot make excuses about tickets, because look at Soweto Derby. The stadium was almost full to its capacity. So that means people can go to stadiums. But look, when Bafana Bafana is playing, they do not attend the matches.
Well, we've come to the end of our episode. We are exploring the issue of people not able to attend stadiums, and we're asking the questions why. I must say outright that we did reach out to the PSL rather, to find out if there are any marketing initiatives that they are taking to ensure that people flock to the stadiums. It is, of course, something that is it's a tense issue, because it's been addressed from time to time over the years. They've tried to address the issue in various of ways. So it is a topic that perhaps now is starting to irk them, because one of the things that I heard from people within the industry is that, you know what, when you watch Currie Cup rugby as well, the same is the case, that people are not at the stadiums. So perhaps it is that the institution is defeated, or has a posture of being defeated, in that they no longer are pursuing the issue. One thing for sure, though, about this issue is that we will never get people to stadiums if people can access games, a lot of the games, at the comfort of their own homes. Something certainly needs to be done. However, the appetite for anything to be done would have to be ranked against the fact that most of the PSL revenue, as we heard a few weeks ago from Ivan Khoza, the PSL chairman, comes from the broadcasting rights. So they are the lifeblood of the PSL. Is the Super Sport, who are the owners or the holders of the PSL TV rights. So there you have it then, that it's very difficult for them to force people not to watch the matches in order for them to go to the stadiums, wherever they have a deal with Super Sport that ensures that every match is broadcast live to the spectator. So we're constantly going to have this battle. What are clubs doing about that? You know, what are stadiums doing about the fact that people are feeling unsafe at the stadiums? So those are the questions that we are left with. We'll certainly explore these more in the second edition of this conversation, when we speak to clubs, when we speak to stadiums about safety and security, and perhaps we'll get word from the PSL officially about what they have done about the situation. I'm Nkululeko Ngewu, and this has been The Big Issue. Thank you very much for listening.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.